This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant and expedient.
Russia has confirmed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov in Moscow on 21st of this month. The two leaders will discuss key issues on bilateral agenda and key aspects of cooperation within international frameworks. The upcoming meeting between Dr. Jaishankar and Lavrov comes after their talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Foreign Ministers meeting on 15th of last month. The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. PM Modi will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the historic Red Fort in the national capital tomorrow. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the celebrations as special guests in New Delhi tomorrow. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will be open to the public from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will continue till 14th of next month. The athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on 29th of this month to mark the National Sports Day and teachers on 5th September on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The garden trail will include Bal Vatika, Herbal Garden, Bonsai Garden, Central Lawn, Long Garden and Circular Garden. Union Minister of Textile Giriraj Singh has held a meeting with the industry leaders to tackle global trade headwinds in New Delhi. In the meeting, Mr. Singh reviewed the evolving global trade situation. He said, despite global challenges, the Indian textile industry will achieve a target of $100 billion in exports by 2030. The meeting also included the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the United States and to chart a confident, future-oriented strategy for the sector. Mr. Singh said that four committees will be formed to suggest structural reform, identify the strategies for new markets and focus on new markets. Indian Cellular and Electronics Association, ICEA, has launched Semiconductor Leadership Forum, a landmark initiative aimed at steering India's long-term semiconductor strategy across manufacturing, capital goods, talent and innovation. The forum embodies the spirit of economic independence and technological self-reliance, essential for securing India's future in a competitive, geopolitically sensitive world. The government, through the India Semiconductor Mission, has laid a strong foundation with policy initiatives to catalyze semiconductor manufacturing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.